This is a journey into sound.
Much as you try to bury it, the truth is out there.
The truth lives right here, Houston.
On this day, I see clearly.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bijani and Creighton.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday, Area 45 to you. Appreciate you joining us on Sports Radio 610 this evening. Hope everybody had a badass day. I'm Sean Bijani. Patrick Creighton is here. And Chris Santiago, he is our badass producer. He is here as well. Latino Heat. Has his own intro music. He's kind of a big deal. If you'd like to talk to him, he would like to talk to you. And so would we. Give us a shout, man. You can call or text the radio show tonight, 713-572-4610, 572-4610. You can call or text. You can tweet at us at P. Creighton, the number one, because he wants you to acknowledge him. Hit PC up on Twitter. I'm Sean Bijani, at Sean Bijani. And Chris Aloysius Santiago is a little bit more complicated, at Chris SX17. For Christopher Santiago.
Not that complicated. Not that complicated.
Oh, my goodness. Fun times, man. Fun times.
You're enjoying this a little too much.
I'm just in one of those moods today, I guess. I don't know. I was telling...
Was it the cupcakes?
Maybe. That was one of the first things that I've had to eat all day.
Wait, there's cupcakes?
Yeah, and there's a lot of them.
Two racks of cupcakes. Ooh.
Somebody was special today and had a birthday, and people care about them, and so they brought them goodies.
Well, happy birthday to that person, and thank you for the cupcakes.
Yeah, whose birthday? Do you know?
There were four birthdays, because they do all the month birthdays in one
day. Oh, those cheap bastards.
So today was birthday day.
Well, who? Anybody that we know?
Yeah, Cody. Cody is...
Don't know him, but yet. Happy birthday.
Cody is probably...
Stoots?
No. this person actually matters.
Unnecessary shots fired.
No, but Cody Fuquay here. He's probably the smartest guy in the building.
Ah,
and
never heard of him.
We had he and I had a very good meeting today with some peoples.
The other birthday folk?
No. This was better than birthday
folk. Oh. No, more important than them. They're people that are going to spend money.
Yes, those people.
All right, who else's birthday? Who we got?
Nobody else that you would know.
I don't know anybody.
Well,
just tell me their name. Maybe I'll see him in the hallway and hey.
It was Briley's birthday.
Oh, good old Briley.
And it was...
Made up names.
Nobody...
Briley that works here. Get
Tandy's
here.
Birthday.
Tandy, another made-up name.
And in Natalie's birthday.
Natalie. Well done, sir. Who was the first one? Briley?
Briley.
Briley. Okay. Girl. And then yes. Tandy, girl.
Yes.
And then Natalie.
Dude.
Also.
No, I'm just kidding.
Girl. Cupcakes are in there, and I was thinking about leaving you a turkey BLT, but I did not.
He ate it.
All of it.
Of course he did.
And I was thinking about leaving you the little
thanks,
tiny fries, but I did not.
You ate those too.
I ate those too.
Those are courtesy of Judy Lakin.
Judy! Shout out Judy for not eating your lunch today and leaving it for me. Thank you.
Judy doesn't like to eat.
Yeah, well, you know, snooze you lose. And Bijani will eat it, or Chris, or you, PC. Cupcakes are available for you down the hallway into the kitchen to the right if you were so interested, Chris Santiago. There you go.
What way? Behind you?
Okay, yeah. Cool.
There are kitchen. Both vanilla cupcakes and chocolate cupcakes.
You see, I'm more of a chocolate kind of guy
when it comes to icing of every color of the rainbow.
Yeah, yeah. And they literally have rainbows on top of the cupcakes. So that's nice. Some very sweet, good touch.
They're happy little cupcakes.
Happy cupcakes. How happy am I, man? How happy are you? How happy are we? H-Town, I told you it should happen, and thus it happens.
What is it that happened?
Isak Paredes!
Isak in paradise.
Going to Hotlanta.
Is an all-star, man. an all-star. Do you know why he is an all-star? Not just because he is a badass and Major League Baseball decided that, you know what, yeah, we're dumbasses and screwed this whole thing up again. We need to make this guy, who's been one of the best third basemen in all of baseball, but certainly the American League, an all-star. And so they have decided to do that. No, that's not really why that it happened. Jose Ramirez, did you see this? Jose Ramirez, who we have been watching kick the Astros' ass for the last two nights.
Did he pull a nut while he was hitting home runs and trotting the bases?
No, this bastard ain't hurt. Though he says he's a little banged up and needs the all-star break to recoup and recover. You can kiss my ass with that. Why can't you recover like this series? Like, what are we doing? Like, he didn't need to recover from anything. Here's his stat line the last 2 days. Jose Aloysius Ramirez, I hate you. Here we go. 3-for-8, 2 homers, 5 ribs, 4 runs scored, and 2 walks.
Hope you get a touch of the herp.
I almost feel like this is a massive troll job by Jose Ramirez. Like, the last game of the series, and you know you're going to see Isak. He's literally over there by your dugout all the time. And I think this is just a massive troll job.
He's injured and worn down from trotting the bases with home runs.
Oh, he looked like he was real worn down when he legged out a double last night in his first at bat. That son of a gun. Oh, my gosh. But that's cool. Hey.
Maybe he pulled a gluteus maximus.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Maybe he will. Isak Paredes, shout out to him. Joins Josh Hader, Hunter Brown, and Jeremiah Aloysius Peña.
No Peña. Peña.
Peña.
Who is also not going to the All-Star game as predicted on this show.
Does he get the AS by his name?
It does show up on his baseball reference, yes.
All right, that's all I care about, and I think it's all he cares about. And then his new agent, Scott Boras, can point to that.
Bonus money.
This offseason, next offseason, and maybe the offseason after that, whenever Jeremy Peña signs a giganticized contract.
Now, let me ask you, like just real talk here for a second, right? Because this is Jeremy Peña's breakout season. He's doing things he's never done for this long before.
Kind of a big deal, yeah.
Right? Let's say he finishes this year like a badass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he hits over 300.
He will.
800-plus OPS. And, you know, he's got, you know, 35 stolen bases. Let's say next year he kind of, you know, regresses back to what has been his career mean. Are you still willing to throw him a big bag?
I mean, it's define big bag. Historic big bag? Like, as in historic from an Astros contractual standpoint?
Like,
or like a 5-year, $125 million contract or something? Like, you know.
No, I don't mean, you know, the kind of deal that, you know, Carlos Correa went at.
Well,
I mean, the kind of deal that Scott Boras is going to want based on, like, if he hits 310 this year with 35 steals and 100 runs scored and plays, you know, above average defense as he's been.
He's going to go for the Xander Bogaerts deal.
He's going to want 7 years and $30 million. If he winds up hitting 265 next year and he's got a 310 on base, are you still giving him that bag? Or are you, you know what? Let's let this play out a little more.
I mean, I would be a little less inclined to give him crazy money. Let's be honest. I think I told you that I felt like it was a little low, maybe slightly
5-110,
slightly embarrassing for the numbers that the Astros had thrown out there because the AAV just didn't line up to me. What was that number again? It was like 20.5 million, I think, AAV. Before he hired Boras, him and the Astros were.
But remember,
what was that number?
You're buying out 2 years of arb.
I know.
So if 5 years and 110, if you figured he made $4 million this year,
yep.
Arbitration, let's say it goes to $7 million next year, yep. And then $10 million the following year,
yeah.
It becomes like 3 years, $90 million.
I get that, but because you're buying out arbitration years, you're offering this guy a contract, a lucrative deal, because it's not just what he did for you this year and what he's going to do during his arb years. You believe that this guy who's entering his prime as an MLB-er is going to continue to do, you know, similar things 3 to 5 years down the road. And so if I'm an agent, Scott Boras or not, I'm saying, hey, man, AAV, it's got to line up and be competitive 3 to 5 years down the road in accordance with what the market is going to be. Like, in, for us to be able to structure the contract that's going to make my client happy, we need a little bit more money. See, that's all I'm saying.
And that's why with Boras, they're not going to do that, because a five-year deal that eats up 2 years of ARB is going to make him a free agent at age 33.
And he ain't getting a massive bag beyond
no,
that.
No, not going to get
a long-term deal anyway.
Now, look, getting 3 years at 30 mil a pop, give or take, after you bought out arbitration, you know, look, $110 million is $110 million.
Mm-hmm.
But
in baseball, exactly.
You know, for a guy like Boras, is probably telling him, yeah, I'll get you two.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, if he becomes a free agent, and look, he becomes a free agent in 2028, right? So it's after this season, it's still 2 more years before mm-hmm. he becomes a free agent. But he's going to be 30 when he's a free agent.
I'll tell you this.
And that's why it's like, okay, if you don't become a free agent at 30, do you need to get a deal that's going to take you through your age 34 season?
Five. At 150, I don't think I'd go higher than that. If I was the Astros, Boras, no Boras, to Jeremy Pena.
I wouldn't even, he hasn't earned that yet.
Five and 150. Yeah, but it's contracts are a gamble, okay? And again, you're buying out 2 arbitration years. You can front load this, you can back load this, you can evenly disperse it. Five at 150, that is a $30 million AAV. Yeah, maybe a little high.
We have some bad news going on right now. Jake Meyers, who is returning to the lineup.
Why is he back?
After experiencing some calf discomfort, is basically being walked off the field by one of the trainers in the top of the first inning.
Yeah. Why is he back?
Apparently, he should not have been back. Apparently, he was rushed. Or apparently, he rushed himself because he is walking with discomfort off the field, and this is not what you wanted to see if you are the Houston Astros or Houston Astros fans, is seeing your Gold Glove caliber center fielder who has hit better than he's ever hit in his career to date, and he is walking off the field gingerly and really with a ton of frustration as they're going to make some changes. Zach Short's going to come into the game.
Short's going to go to short.
And Dubon is going to go to center field.
Yeah. Kennedy Corona was stretching in the dugout, anticipating he getting the call to go to center field, I would imagine. But that's not going to happen. So.
Hey, you know what? You got to show the boss you're ready to play if you want him to call your name. Didn't work out, but I respect the hustle.
Yeah. Now, if I was him, I would have just grabbed the damn glove and sprinted out there and told him to yank me back. That was going to be one of my questions as we were going through the lineup, which I haven't had a chance to do yet, but I will now since there's a pause in the game. You got Paredes, all-star. Jake Meyers, batting second and playing center field retroactively tonight. Now he's not. Jose Altuve at second, Cam Smith in right, Caratini at first, Diaz catching, Hummel DH, Trammell in left, Dubon at short, and now it's going to be Dubon in center, and Zach Short at short, and Jake Meyers headed to a training table and then probably in a room that will take pictures of his calf again.
Yeah,
so my question was, so why the hell is he playing? Pena's not playing. Alvarez ain't playing. Like, Jake Meyers has been one of your best players. Like, wait until after the freaking All-Star break.
Those guys are on the IL. They can't play.
Okay, but Jake Meyers still should not be playing. Like, this guy's got a calf strain. Like, and you know, if you rush a calf strain back, what that can do? Oh, I don't know. I don't care about the difference in sport. A body's a body. Soft tissue, soft tissue. What just happened to Tyrese Halliburton? Had the calf strain, boom, ruptured his Achilles. God forbid Jake Meyers just ruptured a damn Achilles.
Sean, listen, the Astros training staff, the best in all of baseball, never makes a mistake. And I can't understand why you are doubting the pristine reputation.
These guys suck.
Of the Astros training staff.
They suck. If I'm Jim Crane,
they're the freaking worst.
I It's embarrassing.
I feel like they hired all the guys from the Mets from like 2006 when, you know, they couldn't get anything right with Carlos Beltran, with Jose Reyes, with David Wright. It's like, how it's just a comedy of errors. It's literally been a comedy of errors for Houston's training staff this year. And at some point, there's got to be an accountability here. Because for Jake Meyers to not even be able to get through one freaking inning, like, did y'all not, and I'll tell you what, calf strain, right? We're going to find, how much do you want to bet? We're going to find out they never did any imaging on Jake Meyers' calf to see what kind of damage he did.
I don't know, it's wild.
See, in the NFL, all right, if you sneeze too hard, MRI. Like, they do everything right away.
If you're in the NFL and you take a hit to the head, boom, you're going to concussion protocol in a little tiny blue tent right there. They let freaking, Colton Gorton the other night took one 70 miles per hour off the bat to the noggin, and he's good to go. And then afterwards he comes out, and he could have gone on to pitch, if he was having a really good night that night, which he wasn't, he could have gone on to pitch 7-8 innings. Then he would have gone to concussion protocol. Like, hey, finish your job, and then we'll check you out a little bit later. No, the whole while, that Astros training staff members out there, you know, cutting it up with Colton Gorton, like, smiling and laughing the whole time. And it's like, they don't take anything serious. And look, I was lauding Colton Gorton the other night for doing a push-up and being a badass and toughing it out and staying in the game. I mean, there is a line there. It's just the Astros training staff, they have it's a bad look. It's a bad narrative. They suck. Their track record sucks. And this whole thing with Jake is just, it's icing on the cake for me. It just pisses me off. And this sucker.
Next pitch, by the way, is into the Crawford boxes.
Who's this clown? Didn't he just do the same thing last night to the Astros to start the game?
And
he's the one that hit the grand slam.
That's not a bad pitch. This ball is down and in. I mean, it's not a bad pitch. You just went and got it.
They know. They seem to know. You know, let me pull an Oral Hershiser here. You know, it's almost like the Cleveland Guardians know exactly what's coming. They're hitting these guys really hard all series long.
That tells you they need to change up what they're throwing. And, you know, maybe they need to look at some tape and see, or is there a tell in what's coming? Because when you throw a good pitch and it gets hit, the guy's swinging like he knows it's coming. It's because he does. Now maybe it's because he's expecting. Hey, you know what? This is the pitch guy throws in this situation.
Depends on the guy.
And it's good scouting. And here we have another one. Same exact pitch. Same exact result.
It depends on the guy. Who hit that dinger last night or two nights ago? Maybe it was this cat. It was like a horrible batting average. It's like, it's one thing if it's Ramirez.
Jose Ramirez just hit this one.
It's another thing if it's like, you know, just some rando.
And there were some randos. The guy hitting 170 hit a home run.
That one, yeah. All right. More on this. Area 45, he's Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, Chris Santiago. If you'd like to be a part of the show tonight, hit us up, 713-572-4610. We've got 4 hours. It's going to feel like six, maybe. We got a long night. Be a part of the show. Stay there. It's Area 45.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bajani and Creighton.
All right, welcome back to Area 45. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by the General John McClain. We'll talk a little ball with him. We do it every Wednesday, and he'll stick around as we roll into the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. So a couple of segments with John McClain, looking forward to that. In the meantime, if you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up, 713-572-4610. Stroh's down early, 2-0. Couple of dingers allowed by Brandon Walter, Angel or Angel Martinez, however he's deciding to pronounce that name. These days, he
dip
went deep.
Spit.
Dip spit.
That, dip spit.
That might work too. All right, let's stop before we screw that one up.
Before, Chris hits the dump button.
Martinez and Jose Ramirez, who I was...
Satan.
God bless, man. Three dingers and five ribs now. Five runs scored. Maybe seven ribs. I don't know. Whatever it is. He's really good and has been really good against
the
Astros.
He's on a Rafael Stone heater.
Yeah, right? Cam, you know, Cam Smith, who's been really hot, he ain't been that hot like Jose Ramirez hot. Jose is really, really hot. And apparently is so hot that he needs to, like, chill out, cool off a little bit, and said, you know what, I don't need this all-star stuff in my life coming up this weekend. You go ahead and take this one, Esoc. But Esoc and H-Town fans will very much take it. All-star, Paredes, for the second time in his career.
You remember in mid-May when Cam Smith couldn't hit a beach ball and we had the conversation about...
When'd you go back?
Cam's got to make an adjustment or the Astros are going to have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Because he was completely overmatched. He was striking out a ton, like 40% of his bats were strikeouts. And we said, you know, they love him. We know why they love him. But he's got to make an adjustment or there's going to be a decision we made.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, Cam Smith wound up hitting 307 for the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
He hit 303 in June. He's hitting 350 so far this month.
Yes, sir, he is.
I mean, you want to talk about a dude who figured it out at the major league level, despite the fact that he's 22 years old and he was playing college baseball at this time last year.
Yeah. Did you read the Ken Rosenthal article today?
I did not.
I didn't either.
I had to do this thing called work. Sucks.
Get out of here, dude. Ridiculous. Tweeting your ass off during work all the time.
Yeah, but I can't sit there and read articles.
Oh, come on.
Most of the stuff that I do is I clip it.
Look.
And then I send it to you.
Let's be honest. You're not working all of the time, okay? All of the time. Like, every second of every day. It's okay.
No, like, there's a point where
gets mad at you for, like, you know, taking a chill pill and reading an article for actual work you have to do later, then you just tell Judy to give me a shout. And I'll talk to Judy, who didn't eat her lunch today. And
but
maybe she'd be in a better mood if she stayed full and not on an empty stomach every day. Judy, okay? Get it together.
No, we just had a lot of meetings today.
All right. Well, meetings, you know what gets accomplished in meetings? Nap time. Nothing. Like, absolutely nothing gets accomplished in meetings. So
I wish I could say that was true.
They could all kiss my ass. Anyway, I thought you were referencing Cam Smith because you read the Ken Rosenthal article today. I meant to as well. I did not. I bookmarked it. So
what were you doing?
Well, I told Chris earlier. I woke up and then it was 1:45.
Being lazy. Lazy.
And then 10 minutes later, it was 4 o'clock and it was time to head to work. So I don't know what happened to my day.
I think there were beatings involved involving raw meat.
No. That would have been... definitely more entertaining of a day than
what they call it, tenderizing the meat. You're tenderizing it. You took the hammer out and a little mallet with the little spikes on it and tenderized it.
Ow! Ow! No, I didn't do a damn thing today. I don't know. Today was, I'm in a funk today, to be honest with you. It was the least productive day that I've had in my life in a while. So I'm just in a funk. I'm glad to be here, though. And I'll read the Ken Rosenthal article tomorrow that talks very highly of one Cameron Aloysius Smith.
Or you'll read it during the break.
Nah, I'll probably, get distracted.
Probably wind up going and getting more cupcakes.
No, I'm done with that tonight. Full turkey, yeah. BLT and 3 cupcakes and 2 cups of coffee.
All the
good.
They had a big thing of sugar cookies too, but those got eaten.
Oh, probably by Judy.
No.
Who decided to get the cookies instead of eat her lunch.
Definitely not by Judy.
Her husband probably spent money on and then time to pack her. And then she was like, nah, screw that bastard. I'll just leave it for somebody else. It's cold anyway.
It was definitely not Judy who ate the sugar cookies.
Okay.
It was PC.
It may have been.
You know, I don't even know these people.
In fact, it may have been me and another Sports Radio 610 host.
I'll tell you what, Judy and Bob, they piss me off. They piss me off like no other.
Just, yeah, you don't even know them.
I don't even know them. And you piss me off.
A particular host who happens to sit with really good seats at Astros games.
Oh, does his name run with Ron Schmendergast?
It does, in fact. He and I were standing there, and we both ate the sugar cookies.
Ah.
We didn't eat all of them.
Sure.
But we came close.
Were they the mini ones or the big ones?
They're the big ones.
Oh, nice. Nice. Where? From where?
From wherever they got the cupcakes from.
Oh, Kroger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kroger, yeah. Sam's Club, whatever, you know.
It was Kroger. Kroger does a really good job in the bakery department. Shout out to them. HEB, step your game up. Just saying. You know, the icing, the cake part, not as airy and fluffy as Kroger's got going on, man. So step your game up, Heb. All right. Getting back to how...
By the way, still waiting for our Heb barbecue that you've been telling us you're going to bring
in for,
I don't know, 16 months.
Today would have been a good day to do that, but I did nothing with my life.
Lazy.
Yeah, definitely. That was a lazy piece of crap today. Getting back to how bad the Astros medical staff sucks.
Ass.
Like, what? What's the deal with the Astros medical staff? At what point, like, because you keep asking the question, but, you know, I don't want to know next time from Dana Brown, like, how Yordan's doing. I don't want to know how Pena or any of the other 10 pitchers on the IL are doing. I want to know, hey, man, remember that whole thing about the med staff, like the preventative maintenance part, the rehabilitation part?
We're going to look into this.
Yeah. Can you please explain a little bit further, like, why you guys suck ass?
Disappeared like the Epstein files.
Oh, yes. I've got them on my desk.
Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
They're right here. I'll read the names tomorrow and then, whoop. What are you talking about? Whoopsie.
They stole the Glengarry Leeds.
I was waiting for that reference. It took like almost 2 years. Come on.
They stole the Glengarry Leeds.
Oh, my goodness. No, sir. I want to know from Dana Brown. They, what the hell? Like, you know, put him on the hot seat, man. Put them on the hot seat. This is just too wild. It's not just pitchers. To maybe think that you can't optimize Jake Myers, a guy that they have given every opportunity to for 3 years, man. Every opportunity. And he finally is reciprocating this season, having a career year, and has literally bat everywhere, like second, third, fourth, like ninth, eighth, seventh, like everywhere in this lineup and produced for you.
And then?
Let's go ahead and rush his ass back out there because, you know, God forbid we get swept by the Guardians. We need Jake in this lineup. We need him. Come on, man. Like the lineups that you guys have been trotting out the last, you know, couple of days. This is the third straight game Victor Caratini starting at first base, I think. And I, God love him. Taylor Trammell came through, had a clutch at bat last night, almost hit a dinger, you know, late in the game, gave the Astros an opportunity. And
he's playing great defense.
I know, but come on, man. If you can get by with the Trammells and the Hummels and the Shorts and the Caratini playing out of position, like all these things, you could do so for one more day or, you know, God forbid, just four more days, get through the Rangers series without Jake Myers. You could do that. Give the kid a shot, Kennedy Corona. Or, I don't know, start Mauricio Dubon out there in center field and roll the dice that way with Zach Short, who made one of the more spectacular plays at short, Jeremy Pena or not, last night in the game.
It's just the fact that you just had a situation with Yordan where you friggin' knuckleheads didn't do the imaging. And then he has pain. It's like, oh, we should do imaging. Oh, crap, he's got a fracture.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't bother to do it. Why? This city has some of the best, highest-end, most accomplished medical facilities in the country, in the world. You're the freaking Astros. Like, you sit down and money comes out of you. You're telling me you couldn't, you know, get the damn imaging done. Well, with all the players, you have more players on IL than any other team in baseball. You're telling me when your starting center fielder says, you know, I felt something in my calf, you didn't think, let's check it just to be sure. Nah, dude, you know what? Go sit in the tub, have a beer, and like in 2 days, you'll be fine. Take an Advil. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, or...
And then the very first time, he doesn't even make it to the first inning. He goes out there for pregame warmups. They're throwing the ball around before the top of the first. And he feels something grab so bad that a trainer has to walk him off. They don't even walk into the dugout. They walk out the freaking loading dock entrance in the outfield. You know, where they're going to put him on one of those, you know, one of them old carts and just, you know, sit him on that. I mean, this is next level incompetence.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really is, man. It's almost like the Astros have decided to create this internship program in the med staff, and they're just letting all of the paid personnel just sit back and supervise things.
Everybody who is in that intern program was on an H-1B visa from overseas, and they haven't been cleared yet, so there's nobody there.
No! It's just very DIY. Like, Jake, you think you can take care of your own imaging? just try to sit still and press the button. You'll be fine. Listen,
use your iPhone. They probably got one of those apps on your iPhone that you could just kind of like scan it like it's a QR code. It'll tell you, tear, bruise, knot, something or other. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, that's funny. The X-ray app on your Apple iPhone 14. It doesn't work as good as the new iOS, but it'll be fine. It gets the job done. Definitely. All right, coming up next.
Definitely as good as, like, Windows 98. Where is the AOL guy running to? The toilet, of course.
Coming up next, John McClane joins Area 45. Stay put.
Well.
Welcome to the party, pal!
I got a six-month backlog in New York scumbags I'm still trying to put behind bars.
Come out to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.
Who gives a f***?
Yes, I was wrong about you. You're not such an
ass. How's that, ass?
Shh, it's okay. I've done this before. I'm that f***ing Energizer Bunny.
Listen to me.
Sister Teresa called me Mr. McClane in the third grade. Your friends call me John.
F*** off.
You're neither shithead.
Yeah, I got a deal for you.
But I let you live.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
He is our resident Hall of Famer and our resident movie star. Also, the living, breathing, walking, talking encyclopedia of Houston sports. He is the general, John McClane. John, how you doing?
Not good at all. I've been thinking about a movie I saw when I was a kid in the late 50s, remade in the 60s and the 70s and 80s, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And on the way from L.A. back to Houston, obviously, some alien creatures snatched the Astros, and they have showed up against the Guardians. They are stinking it up for a third consecutive night. You talk about taking the bloom off a rose, in which they played so great against the Dodgers and went 8-1 against the NL division leaders, and then come home against a team with a 10-game losing streak, making me sick.
Well, if it makes you feel any less sick or more sick, Jake Meyers, who left the game against L.A. with a calf strain, returns to the lineup today, doesn't even make it to the first inning. They're out there for warm-ups before the first inning, and he suffers a re-aggravation or worse. Needs to be helped off the field by a trainer. They don't walk out through the dugout. They walk out through the loading dock out in the outfield. Meyers visibly frustrated and upset. Questions have to be asked here. How many times can their medical team get it wrong?
Well, we don't know, Patrick, for sure. Could it have been Meyers? The problem is, When you let somebody come back, he's got to be 100%. One of the things that's so frustrating about the Texans, and Nick Caserio has admitted this, when somebody's ready, they wait another week to be doubly cautious. Now, maybe the Astros are doing that. They have all the same doctors, and now they don't have the same trainers and rehab people and all. It's a rehab team, but it's amazing. Back at the start of the season, if you heard Jake Meyers was out, you would have yawned because Jake at best was hoping to hit 200, 210. And now he's been one of the biggest surprises in the league, definitely the biggest surprise of the Astros. He's turned around his career at the plate. He's hitting the ball so well. And now he's out again. And it's just blowing me away. You look at the end of their batting order and you see these names like, wow. And they had their moments. Short had a great series at L.A. Trammell hit a home run last night. Is Christian Walker back from maternity leave, or is he still out?
He's still out.
And he had a great series in L.A. So I asked Mark Berman this today. We were talking about it, and I said, would you trade getting swept by the Guardians to sweep the Rangers? And he said, well, I wouldn't go for – I said, that's not the question. The question is, would you trade getting swept by the Guardians if you could sweep the Rangers? And my response is, hell yeah. I want to beat the – you know what? I hate the Rangers, but now I hate the Dodgers more. And I thought Max Muncy coming out, and it's a story in the Chronicle today, that Max Muncy, they knew what we were throwing. It was our fault. Not they're doing what they're supposed to do. And I bet you a lot of those fans and media players didn't like Muncy coming out and putting the blame on the Dodgers where it belongs and taking it away from the Astros. But right now, I decided I hate the Dodgers more than the Rangers. But if they get swept, then maybe they'll come back and sweep the Rangers and go into the All-Star break on a high note. But what happens if this way they've been stinking it up lately continues against the hated Rangers?
John McClain, our guest on Sports Radio 610.
Oral Hershiser, angriest person in the world at Max Muncy right now.
Yeah, right.
Did you guys see? I saw it was a. It was the animal that is the heaviest when it's born. It said the biggest baby, and I think it was a rhinoceros. And underneath it, it said, except for Oral Hershiser.
Yes. That's great.
He deserves everything that's coming to him. Speaking of like hatred of professional teams, we were talking about this a couple of days this week already, and we'd compiled a top five list of sports franchises between the big three, NFL, NBA, and MLB, that Houston fans hate the most. And I want to see if you could give us your top five, General, like the most hated sports franchises by Houston fans as you see it.
Well, for the problem is the most hated for the Texans should be the Titans, but they never had a rivalry. They have more of a rivalry over the colors and the uniforms off the field than they do on the field, because unlike the Rangers and the Astros, they haven't played for anything. And I think right now the Rangers and the Astros would be at the top. You know, used to when the Rockets were good in the old days, they hated Utah, they hated the mailman, they hated the Lakers. And I would say now Texas basketball is going to be better this year in the NBA when you've got, if the Mavs are healthy with the top pick and the best player, and if the Spurs are healthy with Victor Wembanyama coming back and two previous rookies of the year, and the Rockets ruling the state and probably going to be the biggest threat to OKC, I think we're going to see the best basketball we've seen in Texas when all three teams are better. And so I would hope that the one I dislike the most is Mavericks, just like I dislike Dallas. Now, I don't know how the Rockets feel, but there's nobody like the Rangers and Dodgers right now to bring out the ire of Houston fans, and you don't have to even be baseball fans. And I guess if I had to pick somebody with the Texans, for the fans, it's the Cowboys, but the Cowboys don't even acknowledge that Houston has a team, and they haven't, even though the Texans have been better than they have. So, it's hard for me to pick a team in the division that the Texans hate because they haven't played anybody to get anywhere. So, I don't know. All I know is about the top two with the Astros hating the Rangers and the Dodgers the most.
Let's do this if you're down. Can I interest you in a game of ass or not ass? Okay.
Of course.
Yes.
All right. So.
Yes.
You know the rules.
Yes. We need to do this.
You have to respond ass or not ass. Here's the top five that me and PC compiled the last couple of days. All right. And you just tell me ass or not ass. And I'll start from number five. Most hated franchises by Houston sports fans. Number five.
Hold on. You have to explain to him. If you agree, it's not ass.
Not ass.
If you disagree, it's ass.
Ass. Here we go. Okay. Are we straight, John?
Yeah, are y'all saying ASK or ASS?
ASS.
We're definitely not putting the K on it, John.
All right, I got it.
All right. Number five, the Texas Rangers.
Boy, no, that's not even close. So I'm S.
Ass. All right. Number four, the fake Oilers, a.k.a. Titans.
The fake Oilers.
Is number four? No. Ass.
Ass.
He wants them number one.
All right. Number
three. No, I want the Rangers or the Dodgers, one and two. Go ahead.
All right. Number three, most hated franchises by Houston sports fans, the Golden State Warriors.
I think there's a respect for the Warriors that the fans hate them but respect them. Actually, I don't think they hate them. I think they don't like them because they can't beat them when it counts, but I think there's healthy respect there.
All right, I'm running out of opportunities to get a not ass out of John. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ass! Okay, number one, not ass.
Not ass.
You got one right.
All right, well.
And then, hey, and I just think, and the Rangers got to be number two. They played to go to the World Series. I think that it's the Dodgers and the Rangers and the Dodgers. And as far as the Titans and all the uniform stuff and all that, I guess I'd put them five, but that's off the field. That's not on the field. And the Chiefs, they can't beat them, but you don't see a lot of animosity like you used to when the Rockets hated Utah and the Mailman, and they hated the Lakers. And but I do think the Mavs got to be in there.
Yeah,
I think people here hate the Mavs.
A lot of people said I should have put the Mavs in there. A lot of people said I should have put the Cowboys in there. My number one is the New York Yankees.
Oh, my God. You let the Dodgers off?
I know.
Tell him.
Hold on.
Let John give the answer.
Yeah, you gotta
okay,
the
first of all, it's the Dodgers, but you're right. The Yankees got to be on the list. And I would say the Dodgers, the Rangers, the Yankees, Titans would be fifth. And who would have been fourth? I would say the Mavs fourth.
Man.
So Sean's list was?
Top three got to be baseball.
So, John, Sean's list was?
He's not catching on. Ass.
No, I'm trying to think if there's any others keeping it current. Did both you guys have the same list?
No, we did not.
I mean,
what was yours, Patrick?
I didn't have a list. He had a list, and I had to agree or disagree with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
PC would have had the
that
Dodgers.
That Yankees thing sounded like something you put up there, Patrick.
No, I would have had the, I mean, the junk grabbers, the boner bumpers, and the slumlords would all be on the list.
I put the Yankees number one because they're like the impetus of the hate towards Houston. You know, they got the F. Altuve chant, and I feel like they're the ringleaders of baseball when it comes to the negative narrative and the hatred towards the Astros and the city.
You just made the list.
Don't they have to be? The Astros have owned them.
Yeah.
And if you're owning them, can they really be on a list?
Yeah.
Where they can't. The Astros have dominated the Yankees so much. And I saw I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. Fans booed Altuve like crazy. He had a great game, a great series. And a columnist wrote, maybe the fans should change their strategy. And the next time they play Altuve, give him a standing ovation because what they're doing ain't working.
All right, that was.
Let me ask you guys something.
The Astros have dominated the Yankees so hard. Usually, you got to pay for those services on a certain website.
Let me ask you guys this question. I was thinking about this today. When Jose Altuve retires, if he announces like, okay, 2030 is going to be my last season, and everybody in baseball knows it's going to be his last season, does he continue to get booed? Or do they give him grudging respect and cheer for him for the first time since 2017 season?
Well, I'll tell you what we usually see is before the game, they all line up trying to get autographs from Altuve, and he signs them because he has class and grace. And then during the game, they, you know, they chant offensive things at him. And then after the game, they line up to get his autograph again. So I think there'll be longer lines for the autographs. And I think they, at least in the South Bronx and in Chavez Ravine, they will still act like morons.
Yeah, they would say yeah, F. Altuve. They would boo his ass.
And I wonder, like, the Rangers, would they do it? I think by and large, most teams that the Astros play when they're on the road, they would give him ovations. Because no matter what you think, that if you think he was the ringleader of the cheating, which he was not, you still got to respect him as a player.
Yeah.
And it always drives me crazy to see him signing all those autographs and then people for the kids and then the parents turn around and boo him.
That's John McClain. He'll stick around with us for one more segment. Appreciate him playing a very popular game that's sweeping the nation called Ass or Not Ass.
Yeah, we need to cut at least one of those McClain. And he was into it. He was like, ass!
Chris is already on it.
At least one of those cut.
He's already on it.
That was tremendous. General never disappoints.
Talk a little more ball with the general next. It's Area 45.